You know who's not donating their organs?
Who?
Me.
Why? Because yours are all shriveled up from nicotine salt already, by the way.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Oh, watch this.
Okay.
Watch this.
Are you about sparkling, to crack it open?
Sparkling ice plus caffeine, zero sugar, blue raspberry flavor. Engaging now. Yep. Here we go. 70 milligrams caffeine about to go right up into my blood system. Oops.
We're about to sit trip Eric on caffeine, on 70 milligrams of caffeine. He's about to flip out.
On one point. You know, our this trip is the same sit. Amount Sorry, of caffeine.
Why did I say that? Sit, trip, sit. Jesus fucking Christ.
It's the same amount of caffeine as a Diet Coke bottle. All right.
So pointless.
No, it's not pointless, dude.
Would you say that to a three-year-old child, that they're pointless because they're not 70 yet?
Oh, that's what that's
mathematically,
what I was
saying
as well.
So you're having baby caffeine.
It's time to take negativity out of this podcast for good.
Negativity is over. If you are somebody who does negativity
behaviors.
A cat just screamed at me. See, I'm
doing
that.
She's out as well.
She's out. Uh-huh. That's why it's called Joy Tactics. Sorry.
Why do I like negativity?
Because it starts with N.
What does that mean?
I didn't, your name starts with N.
No. Nate. Please.
Oh, yeah.
Grow up. I say, So, I believe today we're speaking on colors.
Right. Today's colors. We've been beating around the bush for too damn long. Finally, we get to one of the most essential parts of vision, which is color. Now, to all my colorblind people who are crying me a river right now, get a pair of those glasses and then come talk to me. And see if you don't cry a little bit. You guys have seen those videos, right? Where they put on the glasses and they start crying.
Yep.
That is
colors are making
dream.
You cry? What's that? Oh, yeah.
That is your wet dream, to have something you, like, either vision loss or something, and you're in a medical facility and somebody puts in new eyeballs because of this brand new technology, and you get to see for the first time, and you're crying.
You know what I think about all the time, which I can't wait for, is my honor walk. Do you know what this is?
That's where you're walking.
This is when you choose to, you are a brave enough soul to donate your organs, and they walk your bed down the hallway as you are going to go donate them, but you're still kind of alive. And your family lines up, all the nurses line up, everybody's sad. Usually those people are sedated by that point, are not awake at all. And maybe I don't know enough about this, so I'm talking out my rear end, but I want to be awake for that shit. I want to see everybody looking at me as I'm about to go donate organs that are going to save 40 lives. You know what I mean?
Why the cut? But you're not walking. So it's like an honor stroll. Well, the honor push.
It's an honor whatever. Roll. Journey.
Yeah.
The hallway
honor,
journey.
Honor commute.
Hall, yeah.
The medical honor commute.
You know who's not donating their organs?
Who?
Me.
Why? Because yours are all shriveled up from nicotine salt already, by the way. They've been preserved within your body.
Yeah, you could donate your organs. You could donate your organs to a pig trough. Good God. You could donate your organs to the Down the Drain Foundation, they call them.
No, I have some of the best organs on the planet. Are you fucking kidding me? People would... I have top tier organs right now, especially if I went out now in my current state.
You think so? I bet they're good.
What do you say? You think so? Yeah, I do think so, dude.
I know mine are all plump. I've got a oversized heart, oversized spleen, giant pancreas.
I don't judge my own organs. From what I tell, they're great. I go pee. That's great. That's part of what they do. No one's
I told you guys about this idea I had to. We were talking about kind of products in the last episode, and Eric, you weren't there for that due to.
reasons that we can't get into.
Amalgamations.
Legally, we can't get into them. Okay, and I just would just encourage you to stop it now.
But we were talking about products, and I had this product idea a long time ago, but it was to ice out your internal organs.
Like the inward bedazzle?
Bling them out. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so you want a grill that's only for when you got to go get a biopsy, where they go in like with a surgeon. That thing. You're going to get a trach. Oh. You're getting your vocal cords looked at, looking for nodes, looking for
chromed
whatever.
Out, and you get it all chromed out.
And then they
out.
Go in. Yep.
Oh, shit. All the nurses, male tatted and female, up. Start losing it. They're getting all impressed by you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you're out like a light, but you put a GoPro in the corner of the operating room so you can catch the reactions.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Imagine. Nobody's doing like stuff that. Like that for medical professionals.
Nobody's thinking outside the box because it's uncomfortable to do so. All
right? Right.
That's what's keeping people inside the box is comfort, which is
seek
something that I'm familiar with. Seek discomfort now. Go find discomfort.
And seek it.
Shout out to Yes Theory, all those guys on Yes Theory, still riding it out for discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you. You've changed the way that I shower. You've changed the way that I book my flights and try to be more adventurous with my travel.
You've changed me from, you've changed me into a Raycon headphone stand. You've changed me into a Liquid Death stand. You've changed my internet provider when I travel.
You're just VPNs. So heavily influenced by their ads.
I mean, it's great. What do you mean ads? No, they do. Yeah, yeah. Like BetterHelp.
Dude, I'm about to maybe make an ass of myself, but does the normal person really need a VPN? I mean, really? What she got to hide?
I'll tell you what. I do.
Well, you do because
you think
you're downloading
me as a normal person.
You're downloading like Nurse Jackie. On the Pirate Bay season 3, whatever.
You know what I just downloaded off Pirate Bay? That show Bad Monkey.
Bad Monkey
on Apple TV.
It's like what's it about?
Well, it's based on a book. And
Eric, where you
stars Vince Vaughn. You're shocked that TV that books can become TV shows.
I am shocked. Jack, what are you saying?
Eric, were you about to yell at Nate for not giving his $5 to Apple TV because they need it now more than ever, by the way?
They are taking chances on shows that no other providers and streamers are. Trust me now.
They are taking chances on forgotten people who have, you know.
Two words. Two words.
Yeah.
Copper mines.
What is that? British?
Copper mines.
Copper
mines. You know
mines?
Those iPhones you have that we all love. Where's the copper come from, or whatever precious metals that are needed to make these iPhones? Just look into
a mine.
It.
A mine.
Is it for
look into this? Look into Apple, being treated this corporation well? That you think is so benevolent.
I'll say another two words: Foxconn. Foxconn.
I'll say another two words too: Ted Lasso. Okay. So how do you think those people get bravery?
It's worth the suffering, man. That show is fucking awesome, man.
Well, those are the only people brave enough to go into a copper mine are people who know human beauty through Ted Lasso and soccer, British soccer.
Do you think they get hooked up with at least? Do you think they at least like hook up any? This is a terrible conversation. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on because that is real suffering.
That is discomfort. We do not seek that type of discomfort. We seek more like travel based discomfort that some people would see as luxury, but
seek travel based discomfort. Yeah, that's international travel based discomfort. Well, should we get into the world of color? I don't want.
Forgot that we were talking about that.
I don't want the listeners to get too greedy. It's not like we're going to do the whole rainbow this episode, all right? We're not doing the whole spectrum of color. We're choosing one color.
Somebody just throws like their computer out of their fucking window. What the f-
Somebody else like, catches it out the bottom of the window. They go to a pawn shop, sell it, buy a wedding ring, propose to their wife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Oh, they get married, have seven children. One of those children has the most rare blood type that saves the next president of the United States. That guy becomes president, approves all gay marriage across all the entire world.
And his name is Donald Trump.
Wow.
Cut that's that called ass.
The butterfly effect.
Yep. It all starts, I started a joke. Remember that song? American song.
Wait, I do remember about colors real quick. Say what you're gonna say about colors. I mean, not that like we cover a lot of meaningful topics, but sometimes I'm like, certainly we've gotten through the ones that are just like, really meaningless.
No. Oh, you think color's meaningless? How interesting. That's hilarious to me. Color is so important. You know what I'm saying?
How else would you know about stoplights, whether to go or not? Is that not meaningful? What about tears? They're blue. What about the heart? It's red.
What about snakes? Poisonous snakes. Black on white, you're in for a fright. Something like that.
Green and red, you're sailors dead. Are dread.
Give me head.
Nate. Green and red. Uh-oh. It's green and red today.
Uh-oh. Damn, you see a green and red snake and get so freaking bricked up. All right. But for real, green and red makes me think of... See, colors are evocative. Green and red makes me think of Christmas.
Oh, right.
Right. You know, we did talk about colors on the Patreon episode last, and we discussed the colors of McDonald's. Do you know this, Eric? Jack wasn't aware of this, but you know that they purposefully selected the
ketchup and mustard.
That's exactly what I said.
That's what Jack said. But those two colors combined, there's a scientific discovery of some sort.
Eric, what's red plus yellow?
What does that make color combination wise?
Brown.
Wrong.
What does it make?
Think a little bit deeper.
Green, money.
That's what I said.
Did you?
I mean, I didn't say the money, but I mean, I don't. Well, it's got to be orange, right?
Yeah, I think it's
I did orange. Say green at first.
Oh, it's orange.
Right.
I don't think about orange. It's sitting right there. Color I like to think about.
I don't rock with. Well, what's interesting is I love the color.
Incarceration.
Well, American incarceration, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's so weird because it reminds me of some of the construction workers that I
drink with.
Personal, close principal that I drink with.
Orange is a color that makes me so happy to see, you know, in like a sunset or a light color. If the color of a light is orange, I like that. And I like orange objects from time to time. And yet what's funny is a real natural orange. I don't even actually want to talk about this because last time I brought up that I don't like oranges, I feel like you guys turned on me in a way that's not normal.
But you see, we've grown.
Yeah, we shamed you. Then.
I see your leg hair has grown, Nate.
Look at that.
Oh, speaking of orange, my leg hair and my arm hair is getting all blonde from the pool and the sun.
Really?
Yep.
That's safe. That's a safe way to dye your hair. Life hack, save money at the hair salon. Get in a pool for 7 hours a day every day for a month.
Do some laps. Yeah. I went to the pool today and did many laps. Wait, but I want to get back to the McDonald's of it all. Why did they?
Because it makes you hungry, those two colors they found.
Red and
in combination.
But I have this bone to pick and this question to ask about McDonald's because they're like, McDonald's is so scientific. McDonald's is this. You think Ray Kroc in the 1950s was being that scientific?
What else did they invent in the 50s, Eric?
The Berlin Wall. Nah, that was a little earlier, dude.
That's what you think. Well, what I'm saying, okay, to my point even further, it was even earlier, dude. So what I'm saying is, yeah, they could come up with colors being interesting. If you think they can't come up with the atom bomb 10 years before they come up with colors being interesting, come on, bro. See what I'm saying?
Did you guys ever think that when you were a kid that people used to live in black and white? Like when you were a little kid?
No.
Eric?
I remember thinking that dogs and cats went to like a less good version of heaven that was like black and white. Because that's what they see too.
Cats see black and white?
No, cats might see color, but dogs at least.
Dogs can't see in... Oh, that's right. They don't see any color?
Dogs can't see shit, dude.
They can see shit. They can see some shit. Just not colorful shit.
Well, you think they learn how to pick it?
Dogs are so fucking stupid, pick it up, man.
Hey, huh? Man, chill.
Bats can't see.
No, and but right. They have sonar abilities.
Right. Good for them. So, we are going to talk about yellow today, right?
Yeah. Specifically? Let's get to the today is the color of yellow.
Or are we just going to tease that we're starting another series?
No, I think let's just dive in, because people are going to want to hear about the different colors. There's no question. You don't click on this and say, like, you know, yeah. People are going to want to hear about at least one color.
Yellow. Yanny. Yellow is a color I've been examining a lot lately. It's the color of the state flag, the state's rights don't tread on me flag, which I notoriously speak about in my seminars. Yellow is the color of the river, the Yellow River. It's not the color of it, but it's the name of the name is the color, that color. Yellow is the minions, so it can be used for children. And in the case of adults, yellow is a bad sign. If your eyes start filling up with yellow,
down this.
It can mean something really bad.
So that's called jaundice.
Yellow exists in the full cycle of life. Not every color can say that.
Right.
Would you guys tell me if you saw jaundice in me? Or would you look away because it's easier to do that? And it's easier to not say anything.
I'd give you some makeup. Is that's all the diseases? Is that it's presenting to be a discoloration?
No, I think it's worse than that. I think something's going on with your liver.
Oh, Jesus.
Like that.
Well, then I'd take you to the hospital.
I think I would let it get so bad that it's like you can't reverse it. That's when I would say something. Like when it's too late.
Wow, that's sort of a stab in the back style statement. Wow. All right. Interesting. That pisses me off. No, it's all good. If I get jaundice, I'm letting God just take me out.
Can I whatever take you disease out if you get jaundice? Personally?
You want to take me out Goodfellas style?
Is it okay to murder somebody if they like in their will say like it's all right if Nate like fucking shoots me in the head
in the will, but if
it or in any kind of statement, you know, whatever,
because the will would mean you already killed them. You see where I'm saying?
But you write your will in advance.
That's the perfect murder. Oh. That's the perfect crime.
Hack into the
will. You become a forger, or no? You become a signed notary, or I'm trying to think. You forge it. Yeah, you kill them, and then the police can't do shit.
But I'm saying is that, do you think that's legal? That should be, right?
Depends on the laws. It depends on the time of history. Laws are ever changing.
Is it maritime law? Nobody knows what maritime law
You're a maritime law lawyer.
Right. It took like a 36-hour course.
Not easy. Didn't sleep. I have a criminal idea.
What?
So, this is actually backtracking quite a ways in this conversation, but the VPNs. I just remembered something. Because a VPN, as we all know, is when you give your information, you log into a website secretly by going to a giant headquarters first. See what I'm saying? Mm. It's like, oh, I'm about to smack you in the face, but first I'm going to go over into this building, and they have little levers inside of it where you can like remote smack somebody with a long-ass arm.
Right.
It's that simple.
Right.
Now, what I'm saying is you think that that means you're off the grid. No, it means you're in a different grid. A grid that is owned solely by a privately operating individual. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if we made Joy VPN and people start going through us, basically what you're creating is a giant blackmail super center.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So I want to say that I hate blackmail. It's one of the worst types of mail. I need everyone to stop doing that shit immediately.
Blackmail.
Also associated with the color. Interesting.
Curious.
What do you guys think VPN stands for? We've been kind of
virtual
doing this the past couple episodes of
personal network.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's probably
VPN.
It. VPN? Private? Virtual private network is what I say.
And I'm going to go curveball. I think it's a big word, that V. I think it's probably...
Voluminous? Voluminous?
Oh, wait. It's private. It's private, dude.
It's so private. I was right.
What is it?
You're right, so I was now right. Until they change it when they get a better idea of what it actually does.
Victor... Maybe it's a name. Maybe it's a British name.
Victor's personal network.
Varones.
Wow.
Varones.
The yellow things. Let's go through yellow foods. Yellow cheese. That's not natural. Yellow bananas.
Those are not natural.
Yo, can I say this really quick? I'm fucking sick of bananas. I probably had 2,000, 3,000 bananas at least in my life. It's enough. I don't like tasting those things anymore. I used to eat those on ice cream. I used to eat those on cereal. I used to eat those with peanut butter. I used to eat them plain. I used to put them in, I'll still put them in my smoothies for a creamy texture, but I'm over just eating I need a break from bananas, dude.
What do you not like about them, dude? Is it the mushiness?
Yeah, it is.
Is it their attitude? Is it the reputation?
I don't like the reputation. I don't like that you can find them on the counter at a 7-Eleven. Makes me wonder where they were made. You know what I mean?
Right.
You get that fucked up looking banana and that red delicious apple that they always sell at 7-Eleven. Ugh, something's not right there. I'll just say it like that.
Oh no. Yeah.
But bananas are inflation proof, in my economic opinion.
Really?
I would have to agree without even really looking into it that much.
Because you think everything is going up. The price of milk, the price of eggs are soaring. You could still get a banana for fucking 19 cents. What other thing can you get for that price?
Don't you find that a little bit interesting, dude? Don't you want to peek behind the curtain a little bit and wonder why they're trying to force feed us bananas for almost nothing? They're almost giving us the bananas. Why do you think that they would? Why do you think the government would do that?
Because there's an obvious chemical living inside. Has anybody dug a little bit deeper into what potassium is? Because what I've noticed right away about potassium, the first thing kids pick up on this right away in class, that chemical number symbol
K
is K.
Ketamine. I don't see a K.
Yeah, that's right. Calvin Klein, cocaine and ketamine. Watch your back. The stuff's going around.
Now, why would it be called K? Now, to trick us, to make us get worse grades in our tests, I think it would be called P.
You think it would be called B, banana. Oh, no, potassium, P.
Wait. How did the minion say it?
I've never seen them.
Banana.
Oh, they say they say banana?
Oh, yeah. They love saying banana.
How curious that one of the biggest mind-washing tools for children is
banana.
Centered around banana,
banana.
The word.
Banana.
It's a disorienting word, even. I think I do feel like we're uncovering something.
You know, there's a giant-ass minion at Universal Studios.
Nah, shut up.
There is a giant minion overlooking all of Universal Studios.
That's fucking sick.
This thing must be 50 feet tall. Oh. I think actually when you come that we should go.
Why do I want to smack the fucking shit out of a minion?
Because they work for an evil overlord, and they're basically evil henchmen.
And they look like little tiny, they kind of look like working class SpongeBob, don't they? Even though SpongeBob's working class, obviously.
Right,
and
yeah, SpongeBob with the edges, because, rounded.
SpongeBob, I'd like to know a little bit more about the town he's from.
Bikini Bottom, what do you want to know?
Just the demographics, the economics, the infrastructure.
It's mostly fish, but there's crustaceans.
And there's a squirrel.
There's a, yeah, that's an outlier.
Sandy. That's a government contractor.
And there's two old men, humans.
Oh, that's right. Mermaid-ass man and Barbara
Merman
fucking boy.
And Aqua Boy.
Water Boy.
I got to tell you, they were cracking my ass up. And
I relate
they still
to that
do.
Guy.
Oh, which one? You
the
look
little
like
one.
Aqua Boy.
I look like Aqua Boy, but my brain is the same one as Mermaid Man. Get you a girl who can do both. Mm-hmm. Can I say this about bananas?
Please.
I'm not gonna out this individual or this organization, but I had a meeting with a new interesting project in New York City, and they were telling me about the endeavors. We'd love to work with you, yada yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
But at one point they went, and one thing we really want to do is have free bananas for the entire city. Completely unrelated, and that was inspiring. They said they wanted to have a giant tub, huge tub full of hundreds of thousands of bananas that are constantly refreshing, and they are always out and they're always free, forever, for everybody.
Dude, what's these damn? This is some like pick yourself up by your bootstrap style food that's like being peddled to us by Elon Musk types, Jeff Bezos types. In their minds, all you need to get ahead is a coding boot camp, a banana, and some peanut butter.
And the right soundtrack.
Wait, Nate, do you remember that one ad agency? I think we've talked about it before on this. But we would have to, and Jack, I think you might have done this too, but we would like go audition for them to be like fake writers for their ad agency. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
In Chicago? Do you remember what their slogan was?
No.
It was like whiskey, peanut butter, and bananas.
What?
A slogan? Like,
that's all that they had when they first started that ad agency from scratch. Whiskey, peanut butter, and some bananas, dude. That's all they needed to get ahead. I'm like, give me a break a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, whiskey, peanut butter, and bananas. Is that your mommy and daddy's name?
All right. I see it's not. You guys aren't outraged like I am, but... That slogan that just says something to me where I'm like, you know,
is this the ad agency that would hire people to like fill in the office? Like,
yes.
You just have to act like you're like, yes. They would bring in clients and
yeah. Like, North Korea style.
Pepsi would come in. Yeah.
It yes. Was like yeah. That. It was
like a Pepsi would come into this ad agency and they didn't have a lot of like staff and they would pay people to look like they were working. And I never did this, but a lot of.
I think Max and Danny did. And I remember one... I think sometimes you actually would pitch a couple things, but mostly you were just sitting there. I remember, because I was like 21 or 22, but Max and Danny were getting paid like $30 an hour or maybe even $40 an hour. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And we were at the Annoyance and they were drinking Moscow Mules out of the copper mugs. Mm. And I was like, I cannot imagine being able to afford a Moscow Mule. And I was like, that's what success looks like, is like an ice cold Moscow Mule with condensation on the side, a little lime on top, a little mint in there.
I kind of hate those copper cups.
Yeah, that shit's, that they shit's they washed.
Are, that is the stretch limo of drinks, I would say. The Moscow Mule.
The Moscow Mule. If that's your favorite drink, God bless you, because I can't judge you, and only God can judge you. But maybe get another favorite drink, all right?
I remember going to, I feel like that's a wedding staple. Like when they're like, here's the couple of cocktails you can have. One of them's always going to be a Moscow Mule.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a couple weddings I've been to where I was like, just so fucking faded off of Moscow Mules.
Yep.
Tearing it up on the dance floor.
It's a wartime right now, so we are not doing Russian Moscow Mules anymore. You may have
it's the Kiev donkey.
Kiev, you have the Kiev Kratom, or you get the fuck out of my fucking venue.
The Kratom. Dude, I had one of these drinks. Beware of this drink. It's in 7-Elevens. It's called like Euphoric or something like that. And it's like kava and Kratom combined with caffeine, and like it's like an energy drink, kava. And our friend Danny was like, we got them after dinner, and I had one. I had like a quarter of one, and it like, I don't want to say it sent me to the moon, but I definitely was feeling it, and I didn't like it. So just beware of that drink.
Thank you.
Some people are really rocking with that shit, but just beware, I will say.
I had kava one time out of like a piece of wood in Brooklyn. Me too.
Like, milky wood. It was milky substance, and it's out of wood.
Yeah.
Where'd you have it in Brooklyn?
In, must have been like 2019 on a date in Bushwick.
Jack, do you remember this place that we went in Bed-Stuy one time, right before the pandemic? And we had all those mezcals, and we drank them out of little cups.
Yeah, that place is gone.
I like, ever since that happened, I couldn't. It was like a mystery platform 9 3/4 style place that disappeared on me.
Disappeared. Where did it go? To begin with, it didn't exist. That was a secret link that I got from my Israeli coworker at the pasta factory.
Is that true?
That's true. What was his name? Wow. Ido. Something like that.
All right.
Yeah, Ido hooked it up with the link on the Mexican restaurant that was only open 3 hours a week.
That's why it was so secret. Okay, interesting. I only want to be going to secret-style restaurants.
Dude, you would like the Secret Service.
I respect them and what they have to do.
But you don't know what they do because it's a secret, dummy. See what I'm saying?
Right.
I appreciate you calling me on that. I'll just say that. I'll appreciate you calling me out.
Yeah. Whenever you need me to do that, you have my number. You don't act like it, but you have it.
We should be telling that to the famous people that we know. You got my number, right?
Just check in.
But like active.
You don't act like it, man, but
yeah.
I couldn't tell. Man. Yeah.
I thought of a pretty funny superhero last night.
Who?
The Lingerer.
Because he lingers after dinner parties. And
it's kind of like, you know, pretend I just saved you, right? Okay? A train was coming right for your head or your back.
And he just wants to chill.
I stopped it.
He saves
them. Then you guys are trying to, all right, what's next? Now we got to go. I'm going to go home, whatever. I go, yeah, man, that was crazy, huh? See,
this is a premise that I'm not trying to be offensive, but it would have crushed in the Seinfeld show opening when he's doing stand up at the beginning. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm rocking with these days. I'm trying to be a dude. Let me be a classy comedian, man. Everybody's out here. Nobody. I want to make somebody laugh that's wearing a corset. Okay. I want to make somebody laugh, and I can.
You've already done that. I'll just say that right now. I can't tell you. promise you right now, you've done it a few times over, okay?
Are you wearing a corset right now is what you're telling me?
Nah, but they play it down at the sex castle that I go to every weekend.
The sex castle.
The seventh-floor sex castle. They're on blast and Joy Tactics.
I was in Toronto last night. You guys are familiar?
Right.
And somebody's walking down the street, and they were French, of course. Well, not of course, but they were. And they were in an outfit that looked like they had been dressed up by a period piece art designer, wardrobe person. It was crazy. I'd never seen such a thing. Just walking their dog. But they were in Canada, like a full top to bottom.
Canada does it different a bit.
Canada is interesting. Toronto is very interesting. Somebody took me into a bodega last night. I'm hanging out with all my friends outside of the Rap World screening at the place. This person basically grabs me by the ear and says, come. I go, all right. Walks me a block and a half away. We go into a, I think it's called Splish Splash. Like a laundromat with bubbles all over it that sold like German keychains and crazy shit. They love different geographies' candies. They like different countries' candies in Toronto.
I wish we liked that more. I wish there was more candy available to us.
Let me tell you about a special business called the World Market.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever been? I just passed by one in Seattle.
What is the fuck is that?
Well, when you go in there, they have a whole... I mean, the whole place is... It's pretty self-explanatory, but they have a pretty robust snack and candy section from all over the world. They've got German candy, Japanese candy. They've got other countries' candies and snacks. So if you're ever looking to get somebody you love some sort of weird snacks, World Market.
World Market. All right. You say no more. Literally say no more.
There's so many people in my life who I love. I can't wait to get them presents.
Right. That's amazing.
Yeah. My mom and my sister, for example, their birthdays are coming up. I'm going to put everything I got into it this year. I don't care.
What's a present that you guys would hate?
Getting choked out, getting my fucking throat ripped out by a fucking reptile.
You have a huge box and there's just like me inside of it and I choke you out.
I'd hate that shit.
Dude, I had a dream last night that there's a little dog running around and it had another head of a dog attached to it, but the other head had been chopped off.
So it was just a dog?
A dog with a severed neck on top of its head.
There's like a regular dog, and then it had like another dog's head like hanging off its other one.
Oh God!
It was like horrible. Eric, it was just horrible. And like,
that is such specific imagery. I'm willing to bet that you need to look into it because this might be the earthquake sign. This might be the California earthquake sign.
Yeah.
What would I? Because, like, you think about this, right? If you went back to 9/11 or whatever, and you're like, on 9/10, what's about to go down?
Mm-hmm.
Chances are you're not stopping that shit. You know what I mean?
Well, chances are you work in the White House. I'm not going to say what I mean by that, but...
Isn't it, like, kind of, like, widespread factual opinion that 9/11 was an inside job? Like, aren't people, like, coming around to, like, yeah, it was kind of, like, people knew about it.
Being privy doesn't make it inside, I would say. That's, like, and no, I suggest I guess, you stop. I guess that's and it. I suggest like, you stop.
The closer we get to, hey, Nate, chill for a second. The closer we get to network TV and all this shit, the more we need to be careful with how we go forward with this stuff. All right.
You're going to see me change so crazy. The first day you see me as a lead on a network television show, watch me talking like this. Hey, guys, it's so good to see you today. I got an amazing email. I'd love to talk about an email that I'm working on to my aunt, just being so grateful. But until then.
I'm going Russell Brand with it.
Oh, really?
Nah, you don't want to.
Not in that way, but in the truthful way.
In the truthful way?
I see what you're
Russell Brand is exposing so many truths on his fucking podcast.
I haven't checked in with him in a minute. Is he still a daily contributor cooking?
He's still cooking. I think he just did like a
he's
giant...
most definitely still cooking, man. Most definitely.
Russell Brand.
Russell.
He's doing... Can I read some thumbnails real quick?
Sure.
Alex Jones cracks up when Tucker Carlson explains... Okay, boring... It just got worse. That's what we need to be titling our things like. It just got worse.
Clickbait.
You don't think people are clicking on the color of yellow?
We have the opposite of like.
Oh, we have the click deterrence. Cream. We have click away. That's what it is.
We kind of like only attract the real ones. That's why we're so
algorithmically averse. Everything we do is so opposite of the algorithm, and it pisses me off in a ways that I wish we could reach more people with our message. But what would that entail? That would entail us selling out.
I wish everybody could try those giant, biggest grapes in the world in Asia, wherever they are.
They have big grapes in Asia?
I believe they have huge grapes. Huge. Look up biggest grape in the world. Watch somebody eat that.
Biggest grape.
And I think it's pretty expensive, too. But there's a metaphor in it. Mm-hmm.
The biggest grape in the world. What's that? Damn. All right, let's see.
Is it like human-sized? The grape? Is it like how big?
Damn.
You want one now, don't you?
It looks like an egg.
Yeah.
How big is that thing?
Rare grape variety is larger than a chicken egg.
That's what we thought grapes were when you were a kid, when you see them in the cartoons. That's what a grape's supposed to be.
Mm.
And it should taste like maple syrup.
Why am I imagining it be so fun to have like a car-sized grape and headbutt that shit and fucking just
break your neck, start
punching around in it, getting inside of it.
Mm. You know what that reminds me of?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Do you remember that episode of maybe it was Dexter's Laboratory where he gets all stuck inside of a germ and he's punching through that amoeba?
No.
No.
Well, that's what that reminds me. Eric just sent us a pretty cool picture in the chat.
It just popped up.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I want to say about big fruits and things like this? You know when they do movies about small sort of creatures, like a little mouse that's enjoying a tea party or something? And the mouse, or like a bug. Oh, what I'm actually thinking about is a bug's life. When they take the little dewdrop and they drink it like this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, give good me the dewdrop.
Oh, now. The animated food is so good looking.
I know, man.
Mm.
I know.
I look forward to food.
I'm glad you guys appreciate that as well.
Do you guys want to reveal what we ate for dinner last night?
What, everyone ate for dinner last night?
No, don't reveal it. Don't reveal it.
Wait, why? Let's do it. I can't.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Let's do it then.
I've got a
crazy one. Yeah, Nate, start it off.
What'd you have?
Who?
I didn't have the whole thing, but I had an entire Costco pizza.
Yo. No, you didn't.
Well, we went to Costco, and I was like, you know what? I don't think I've had a bite of one of their pieces of pizza, but I was like, I want to get a whole fucking pizza.
It's kind of busting.
It looks like shit. Like, it looks like staring at it. No, it looks bad, but I'll say it tastes good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it looks like it's going to suck, but I'm like, damn, like they got some.
You need a little chlorine on that shit. You need a little pool water dripping on it and some grapes and a soda and a generic soda. Mm. That's the best. And some chips. That's the best way to enjoy a Costco cheese pizza.
Was I handed that, Eric, in Chicago? No, that was from a different pizza place, probably.
Now you guys got me wanting a little pizza. Shit.
Eric?
Oh, shit.
Well I might get some pizza truly in about 15 minutes.
Yeah. 15 minutes.
Wow, damn. This is kind of we've gone to another frequency. I think sometimes we go to different frequencies on this podcast, and we're on a certain frequency, this one, and it's not good or bad. It just is what it is, and I'm accepting it. I'm practicing mindfulness.
I feel very bad. I felt very bad for a couple of days. I did the 12-hour trip to Toronto yesterday. I'm back, and something was wrong.
We need to fast for an entire week.
I agree.
Would you guys be down the week fast challenge?
Well, let's do it in Italy.
7 days. Should we eat nothing in Europe?
Yeah.
Hell no. That's Eurofast? The opposite reason.
That's a good movie. The Eurofast.
Vacation fast? Yeah, Eurofast.
We got to start promoting the show.
Molly water, I don't think has any calories in it.
Uh-oh.
Should we bring over like 40 gallons of Molly water and start try to sell it across
across the border?
Across on the London Tower Bridge?
I would do that.
What would be your drug smuggling tactic?
Dude.
Up the ass.
Hey, man. I didn't. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I probably wouldn't go that way because I would be afraid it would break up inside of me and I would be all high. You know what I mean? I never, right, I almost yeah. never want to be high again. This is where I'm feeling in my life. But I have been really? Taking, I've been taking these new 1 milligram THC, but 20 milligram CBD gummies. And I did that last night and watched Friday Night Lights.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I was like, feeling just amazing.
Well, talk about inflation rate. There's a freaking inflation strain, it feels like, because 1 milligram now is probably the equivalent of a fucking megaton of THC back in the 300s or back in the 1960s, I should say. You know, Hendrix was probably whatever he was smoking on, he was probably smoking on stuff that would make a 3-year-old laugh at him. That's right.
That's true.
There's THC.
You said you don't want to get high again, Eric. You know we're going to the McGee concert Sunday, right?
Sunny just wait, Sunny. Ding, 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 ding. I have an early day the next morning, but that's okay. What time's the show?
I don't remember, but something tells me it's on at a time that you think it would be.
You mean like at 8 p.m.?
Yeah.
Damn. We should get minorly lifted. Minor.
I think so. I think.
A minor. And
it's open seating. So should we get there 10 hours early, get all up in the front?
Get all faded? Sure.
You guys should get a minor faded.
No, man. And we don't joke about that. That's what? Nothing to be joking about.
No, a minor bit faded. A minor bit faded.
Oh, I see. I see. I want to start a movement to stop getting all people under 18 faded. Everyone needs to stop getting faded. If you're under 18, stop getting faded now.
And that includes cigarettes and Gatorade. Because that much sugar.
Dopamine addictions.
You know my kids are going to be fasting for a long time. Probably till high school. Remember this? Then you have the coffee. Remember that? Coffee till college. Remember this?
All right. Okay, what'd you have for dinner last night?
Oh, I had a very interesting dinner, if I may.
Okay, let's hear it.
Damn, I really can't remember what it was, but it was at a Thai place in Toronto. You know, it was on Ossington Street. Come on, man, it's the hipsters' paradise. We had all sorts of weird, cool, yummy ceviche. We had a ceviche fish, which means nobody's cooked it yet.
Was it cooked in lime and citrus?
It was displayed in it. It was displayed in it. Yeah,
I got a bone with ceviche in the same way Eric has a bone with bananas.
What's the problem?
You're over ceviche?
Well, I'm just thinking, like, the ceviche that I've had, it just seems lazy to me. It doesn't seem like there's a culinary choice being made.
It's just we had some popping ceviche in Costa Rica, didn't we?
I would disagree. Every ceviche that everywhere we'd go would be like, and we're getting ceviche. And I'd be like,
oh, hell
enough.
Man.
No more ceviche, dude. Fish in water with a lime. Yeah, I want that shit deep fried, and I want some tartar sauce with that shit.
Fair enough. You can't say that word anymore.
Oh, I think we're going to be getting some crazy style fish and chips up in London town. Here's the two things I want to get so bad in London. Crazy ass fish and chips with that mushy ass pea, a large beer with that. Then the another night we go get the craziest Indian food we've ever had in our life, because you know the Indian food in London is popping like that.
Can I say what I want? That's a maybe unpopular take. I feel say like it. The UK maybe has bad food in a way that we couldn't even imagine. I would like to see
stereotype. That's a stereotype.
Well, stereotype or not, I want to go into a suburb about an hour and a half outside of London and find the worst piece of food bread I could find.
You just want like a fucked up sausage roll?
I want something that's going to give me perspective.
I can give you that through a couple
lectures. We just got the link to the tickets are alive, actually, so we should announce it right now.
They're probably already sold out, frankly, if they've been live.
If you are British,
we're December 9th. If you are British 9th. As fuck, we want the extra British people too. We don't want you fucking fake Brit. We want the British people with them.
The extra
with them
British.
Crazy accents, dude. I don't want a Orlando Bloom style British person coming to this show.
Orlando Bloom. Oh, you can come through too if you want.
The Steve-O style British person.
Get some gravy. Put some gravy on me bums. I want some of them British people.
And let's get three people from Norway too. Three of you are allowed from Norway. Any more? I'm afraid. I'm sorry.
Well, because we're doing the Norwegian arenas the next week.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
And if you want to fight me, if you want to fight me personally on stage, one of you British fucks, come up and see what
you're not
American
style
fighting is like.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, it's 1777 when we get there.
Do you feel like you could beat more ass in America or in London?
Dude, I don't know, because I watch movies like This Is England, and I'm like, damn, the white supremacist style Brits from the 80s, at least, they can fucking fight different, because they're not relying on guns, so they have to rely on muscles.
Oh, right.
Fighting dirty, knives, sand, whatever, kicking, spitting.
Something. Well, let's put it to the test. We'll fight people in America. We'll fight people in the UK. And
easy enough.
Mm-hmm. We're old. We're pretty old.
No, we're not old, dude, at all.
Well, not really. Old lady told me I was very young at the gym the other day. So
people keep calling me big man at the gym. Big man, get out of the way.
Is that what they said?
Somebody said, you done with this thing, big man?
Because big man's fun, but little man, that's disrespectful.
Little man is, you got to watch your back if you're saying that.
Big man to you makes sense, you know what I mean, because you're so tall. But when someone says big man to me, I'm, you know what I mean, because I'm 5'9", I am bigger guy than you guys.
Hey, big man.
I'm like, yo, I'm not that big. And I had salmon last night. All right,
so congratulations.
What the fuck?
Salmon and some noodles and some broccoli.
I confess something?
Hmm.
I also had a Big Mac and large fries and some chicken nuggets.
Damn.
What, dude? I miss having McDonald's with you, man.
I miss that too. I love.
You know,
McDonald's.
There's a McDonald's right by me. By the way.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to come hang out then. Maybe in October. Who's to say?
Oh.
All right. I might be in New Orleans in a chunk of. Have you guys ever been to New Orleans?
Barely.
No, because I know if I go there, I'm going to lose control. What
drinking?
What are you going there for?
In the streets?
Yeah, that's what would make me lose it.
Well, some of my friends from high school go there every year. And I was always like, man, I've always wanted to go to their little annual trip. And I was like, I think I'm going to go this year.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and I might do a show too.
Nate, you should try this place called, what was it called? I was just there with Sarah. Happening Players?
Happening Players. Is it a restaurant? Or what?
You're asking me what it is?
It's a strip club.
No, it's called Happening.
Now you're supposed to say, what's happening, players?
Yeah, I'm not gonna fall for that fucking track, dude. You guys think of the old version of me that falls into these fucking traps. No, not.
Ever
not
since
again.
We went to D University, you just thought, yeah, you got smarter.
DU, what's DU?
D Stupid Guy University.
All right, we gotta figure out what gave us joy, or else people are gonna flip.
I'll be embarrassed if my
yellow
children
so well,
dude. We didn't even go in because we went to Yellow Foods. We didn't go to the Yellow Sunsets, Yellow Flowers,
Yellow dye. Card,
Yellow Dye,
Yellow Card,
Yellow Card. One of the most first bands to ever put a violin up in that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow. What's a yellow beverage?
Submarine.
Oh yeah, lemonade. Submarine. One of the Beatles.
Best we song. Could say yellow things for so long, man, but at a certain point, we stop and we say what gave us joy.
It's yellow blonde. That's what I'm going to leave everybody with. Is yellow blonde? Would you call blonde hair yellow? Yellow.
Sometimes I'd call it red.
Interesting.
That's very interesting.
Very interesting. Well, what gave you guys joy on this amazing week in September?
Barbecue couch. I slept on a couch that smelled like barbecue last night, and nobody could figure it out. My God, you've never had a couch smell like this. It was so crazy. It was like somebody smoked a brisket in it.
Oh, shit.
We were all trying to figure out where's this shit coming from.
My ride, something like that.
Yeah, maybe the couch was on Pimp My Ride.
never mind.
It's all good, man.
No, but I was just trying to say something interesting.
I slept on that thing in the Airbnb right next to Moss Park in Toronto. And guess what? I woke up and I probably smelled like barbecue. But it's interesting to have a good smell of food mysteriously coming out of your bed. Let me pass the rock right now. Yo, Nate, what gave you joy?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what gave me joy this week. I just won a bid on eBay. And I got... You see this white wall right here, right?
You bought that?
A picture.
I bought a framed picture, basically, on eBay. Because I'm trying to get into my, interior. I'm trying to be like Jack and branch myself out into interior design.
You're going to need a lot of tape.
Things on his wall. A lot of tape.
You're going to need a lot of tape. Trust me.
But I got this sort of crazy style vintage Olympics poster that looks kind of abstract. I just caught my eye immediately. And I said, I have to have this, which doesn't happen often. It's maybe like 12 inches by 30 inches.
Oh shit.
Not too big, but it's a starting place. This is just there's too much white. There's too much nothing here. I got to put something here.
I sent you a poster for your birthday. I'm kind of...
Oh, yeah, right. I think I still have that, actually. It was like... It's a very sexual poster that was in my apartment for like a week.
Well.
What happened to that? Like, when people had Sports Illustrated, baddies on the walls? So they could just
people
because they didn't
men
have
lost
pornography.
Courage. Men lost some courage, I think, over the years.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped saying what we actually want.
That's the first time you've talked the whole podcast. All right, Eric.
What gave me joy? Up. Rap World in Seattle was really fun. It was fun to see my family. Fun getting a little taste of the Northwest. Just shout out to family, shout out to having a beer by the Puget Sound, chilling.
The what?
The Puget Sound, dude.
Puget?
It's the Puget Sound.
Puget?
Puget. The what?
Puget.
Puget Sound.
That's hard.
It's the Bay of Water right in the middle of Washington there. Wink. There's a peninsula. Wink. And then there's a little sound that's called Puget Sound, dude.
It's a that sound, but it's a Puget. That's a type of body of water. Is a sound.
Yeah, a sound. Yeah, a sound.
I'm not
a
familiar.
Sound is a body of water.
You guys don't know shit about any anything maritime, do you?
A sound is a body of water.
Well, we haven't taken the boot camp classes that you have.
I've been too fucked up, too hungover every time. Sorry, guys, I can't. Someone commented on the Patreon episode last week where I was gone last time, and they're like, "Is Eric hungover again?" nah, I'm not. I wasn't.
Which I will say that I want to out you on this one, that we were gonna record the two episodes ago, and you were hungover.
I was too hungover. But how often does that happen? That's happened maybe two, three times this entire
literally
podcast.
Only every four episodes or so.
That one was. I went out with my friends in Seattle until like so late, 3-4 a.m. And my dad the next morning, because I was staying with him, he was like, "Is that how you like live? Like, I didn't know you were like that." And I felt so ashamed, but that's rare.
Will you do the podcast next time when you're really hungover? Because I think people want to see you in that state.
People like it.
Yeah. I like it. Wow. I like it a lot.
I like it. All right, guys. Well, everybody, thanks for rocking with us. And thank you to The Color of Yellow for keeping us, waking us up in the morning with your sunlight.
And we're done with it, by the way. Thank you, Yellow. But
we'll never bring it up again.
We'll never see it again. That's a wrap. It's a wrap on Yellow.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media, where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.